Okay, good evening, good afternoon to the people in the States. Good morning to the people in the States. But it's afternoon here. It's 5 p.m. in London. I'm not in London, but I'm in Newcastle. 5 p.m. GMT is what I'm trying to say in a very roundabout way. And this is a show called History Reimagined, which is a presentation, conversation with Chris Wilson. I'm not 100% sure what the topic will be today. I've just had a look at my email and there's something about a giant extraterrestrial in Romania, or a sphinx that was found in Romania, something like that. So it's going to be all new material for me. And we'll see how we get on. Chris will be here in a minute, I'm assuming. So I'm going to play something from YouTube in between. I'm not live streaming on YouTube, so I can get away with this. And I won't get copyright strikes. Right, so what have we got that I've got to play? There's a piece on the Hill, which is Glenn Greenwald, talking about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline sabotage, explosion, whatever you want to call it. So I'll play that. Shouldn't be too long. It'll be about 10 minutes.
Interest in what caused last year's explosion of the Nord Stream pipelines has been sparked this week with an investigative journalist claiming that the Biden administration has ordered the attacks. The White House strongly any notion that it was involved, but comments.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing, and then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
Over the weekend, journalist Seymour Hersh, who first reported on the possible sabotage, doubled down on his allegation and told RT World News that story confirming the CIA is behind the blast wasn't hard to find. Journalist Glenn Greenwald also called out the administration and its allies in the West for propagating the narrative that Russia was responsible, tweeting, "Though the West security state knows they can get the corporate media to say anything they tell them to say, even they must sometimes marvel at how easy it is. I bet anything they cackle as they recall, can you believe we got them to say Russia blew up its own pipeline?"
So the statements by Biden and another government official, Victoria Nuland, I believe, that indicating that America would do something to sabotage and stop Nord Stream is, I think, what makes it very hard to dismiss the claim that in Seymour Hersh's reporting that it was the U.S. Karine Jean-Pierre said, "Biden is the best communicator we have. He just tells it like it is." Now, I know that's not actually true and that Biden sometimes gets his words confused, so I'm not actually clear on what he meant when he said that. If it was a threat that we were going to blow it up, then yes. I think it is perfectly plausible that it was U.S. action, and I'm very upset by that. So Mike Lee, I think, had a good statement on this the other day. Senator Mike Lee, Republican senator, said, "I'm troubled that I can't immediately rule out the suggestion that the U.S. blew up Nord Stream. I checked with a bunch of Senate colleagues. Among those I've asked, none were ever briefed on this. If it turns out to be true, we've got a huge problem." And that's the approach I agree with here. If it was the U.S., it was totally, totally wrong, insane and scandalous, and I would hope illegal and unconstitutional for them to do this without any congressional oversight whatsoever. Now, that said, I cannot just wholly accept this report from Seymour Hersh released on Substack based on what sounds like a single anonymous source with no additional documentation or verification. That was, I don't know that this story was edited or checked by anyone else. Like, I can't, that's not, that can never be the last word for me on the subject. I'm sorry.
But we're kind of jumping from the first suspicion to the last word here. I mean, the part of the problem is that the journalists, the institution of journalism seemed to have very little interest in investigating what was a very likely implausible cause of the explosion. Not that they, you know, didn't, you know, neglected to discover the core truth here, that they maybe didn't find the same source that Seymour Hersh found or all anything like that. But the argument that Hersh is making in the RT piece is that this wasn't a difficult story to find. If anybody wanted to find this story, they could have. But how often have you heard journalists asking Karine Jean-Pierre or any of the White House press secretaries about accusations that the U.S. blew up the pipeline, and asked a series of follow-up questions about that, about the circumstances of the explosion that frankly point to U.S. involvement, including the training exercises that were happening nearby, including the statements that were made by Joe Biden that we just heard. Little to none. I don't remember any questions. Maybe some questions were asked, but obviously we've seen back and forth about the word woke and every other kind of thing, and the same energy has not been brought to that. How often, how quickly, this is Glenn Greenwald's point, how quickly did the mainstream media pick up the narrative that absolutely Russia did it? If they had brought the same skepticism in mm-hmm. patience that you're bringing to the idea that maybe American did it, to the idea that Russia did it, I think we would have had a much more robust conversation. But instead, there seemed to be a glomming on to maybe State Department talking points that are very convenient. Republicans are having these hearings now that they're in control of the House on the Twitter files, Hunter Biden's laptop, all of these kinds of things. Great. Perhaps there's also an interest in investigating whether or not the CIA blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. That's something I think that's also
well, 100%. Relevant. There absolutely should be. Honestly, it would not surprise me if there is more appetite for investigating that kind of thing among Republicans than among Democrats.
I'm sure that's true, but are they going to do it?
Indictment. No.
Is there enough to do it?
They should do it. For sure they should do it. And it is telling that the kind of reporting that Seymour Hersh is doing used to, that calls into question dominant narratives about American power and how American military might is used. Those used to be questions that you asked from within inside the New York Times or mm-hmm. from within inside the Washington Post. He was a journalist who was affiliated with, I believe, the New York Times yes. and has written pieces for other prestigious mm-hmm. Mainstream liberal progressive outlets. Mm-hmm. Now he has to operate outside that system mm-hmm. because that system is very captured, I'm sorry to say, by people formally representing the.
All right, I'm going to stop it there. We're about 5 minutes in, but I think they've both made their points already, so they're just kind of repeating themselves. I've been kind of watching this topic because I think it's an important story, and Chris has now arrived, so I'm going to invite him to join up and to come on board, and we'll have a conversation, and then he can do his presentation.
Okay, I'm live. All right.
All right, I'm here. I'm hearing you fine, Chris. So you're all right?
Yes, I sent you. I spent the last 20 minutes and did the. Photos of the essay so that you can put them in the snap so the public can see this actual base is real. It's in Romania. It's in the Buzăgi Mountains, which is central Romania. Anyway, it's fascinating. It is factual. The CIA got involved in it, and so did the Deep State, which is the Masonic Order. Okay, you tell me when you want to go, and I'm ready.
All right, well, I've got a set of monitor speakers set up here so I can listen without crouching over my laptop. I can sit on the sofa this week. So that's what I'll be doing. But anytime you want to take a break, just let me know and I'll jump back on.
Okay, Dennis, I did send you a, well, you already have the essay, number one. You have the photos separately because it's easier because the They don't always appear when I forward it, because this is knowledge they know that the deep state does not want the public to know, and that the CIA is the same as the Masonic Order, which is the same as Illuminati. The point is that they've been blocking me for over 25 years. So I've come up with ways to bypass them. Okay, I also sent you a notice on a laptop that you've been having trouble. I'll buy you one. That's in the note. And I'd like you to look on your in Great Britain, look for the Lenovo, L-E-N-O-V-O. They're on sale here in the United States for North America for $169. They're normally $919. And it's a closeout, but they've got everything you need. It's a basically a 12-inch screen, and it's current technology. Please take a look at that, and I can send you the funds through like PayPal or something. All right?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Thanks a lot for that, Chris. I appreciate that. All right, I'm gonna hand this over to you, and I'll take a look at the pictures. If I can work out how to post the pictures in Podbean, I'll do that. If not, I'll post them when I post it onto the podcast stream. I'll figure it out in between.
Only you will know, Dennis, if when I sent it with, I added like 48 lines between each picture, top and bottom. So purportedly, the picture should show up in the essay that I sent to you. But only you would know that, because on mine it shows fine. But I've been targeted for 2.5 decades. Anyway, almost 30 years. Okay, so you'll know if the essay that you're going to post actually has the images, which are critical to understand what I'm briefing on. And you just have to look in your email. Okay, I'm ready to go. This is incredible news that I hope everybody downloads this, because this is phenomenal. All right, let's start out. Basically, this is back in the early 2000s, an extraterrestrial base of giants was actually discovered in the Bucegi Mountains, that's B-U-C-E-G-I Mountains in Romania. You have a picture of where it is located. It's basically central Romania. And there are actually 6 sphinxes in the world that I have encountered. Everyone knows the Giza Necropolis in Cairo, Egypt, but there's this one in Romania, there's one in Iraq, there's one in Afghanistan, there's one in India, and there's one in Brazil. I may have already done the Brazil one here. Okay, if the public has never believed in off-world crafts or higher intelligence races, meaning UFOs, they will now. Watch the Romanian TV station video and phone recording being threatened by, quote, the order, which is a deep state, for divulging restricted data. This is at the very end. All right, the first picture shows that it is called the Department Zero, which is the Romanians' basically secret intelligence services. And it shows the mountains, and then inside it shows with a diagram that's over the mountain, that's overlapping the mountain, it shows of the actual base they found inside. And this base was built probably between 55 and 60,000 years ago. And it's in the Romanian Bucegi Mountains, which is beautiful. It's lush green and forest that surround it, and then the mountaintop. This is known as the Sphinx of Romania. The location of the alien base inside the it's known as Masivul Masivul Bucegi Mountain, Romania. Also, it's at the location of the Sphinx of Bucegi and the Babel monolith above the alien base, and that's B-A-B-E-L-E. There are monoliths above. Introduction. In the summer of 2003, in an unexplored area of the Bucegi Mountains, a team from Zero Department, it's a top secret section of the Romanian Intelligence Services, known as the SRI, Sierra Romeo India, had made an epochal discovery that kind of completely changes mankind's destiny. The United States of America exercised colossal diplomatic pressure on the Romanian government, which intended to disclose the findings to the entire world. Romania was going to release this information, but typically the United States steps in and takes control, and so does the Masonic Order. The expert on strange phenomenon and also the leader of operations for the Romanian state His name is Cesar, that's C-E-Z-A-R, Brad, B-R-A-D. He is, quote, the hero, quote, of the shocking events that occurred in the Busigi Mountains. He also had two memorable meetings with a leading representative of the Illuminati and a top Bilderberg member. Section two, a strange visit from the most powerful Bilderberg member. In May 2003, Cesar was visited by a highly important character. The meeting request came through SRI as a result of the government's intervention. The person was a foreigner, but spoke the Romanian language very well. He was also familiar with the country. The SRI informed Cesar that the visitor was a high-ranking member of a very important Masonic lodge from Italy. He was a noble and had very strong financial influence in Romania. His political influence was also very high, since he was able to penetrate the walls of the SRI agents and reach the DZ. Demarcation though. Cesar felt a high pressure and a heavy weight around this person. He was surrounded by a cloud of heavy, unpleasant radiation, which concealed his true intentions. This is the individual. For this meeting, Cesar prepared thoroughly, isolating himself in a room and falling into a deep state of meditation to learn more about this person, because the public isn't aware, but this Cesar individual, he is psychic. And that's very important for what happens in the future. An SRI helicopter brought this arrogant, tall gentleman wearing a black suit. He had a cane with an ivory handle and gold inlay. His face was expressed harshness, and his green eyes had a strange effect, radiating unusual coldness. He presented himself as Signor Massini, and that's M-A-S-S-I-N-I, probably not his real name. He was very confident of his power and created the impression of a person who was used to giving orders. He was a leader of the most powerful Masonic lodges in Europe and was also one of the most influential Masonic organizations in the world, the Bilderberg Group. Massini was very direct and stated that humans are of two kinds, those who can be manipulated and ruled, those form the majority, and those who have certain virtues and strong personalities. He said his group is part of the highest Masonic order and is very interested in the outcome of the discussion. Mr. Massini explained that the Bilderberg Group is not a Masonic lodge, and it means much more than that. He said that the lodges are just facades, and the real power is much higher than the 33rd hierarchical level, meaning degree. Massini invited Cesar to join the group, letting him understand that he will have many advantages. According to Cesar, the agent, for Romania, Massini was both physically and psychologically strong, which contrasted with his age. Unfortunately for him, his power was centered on a huge ego, arrogance, and sense of superiority over the rest. Massini informed Cesar that he requested him personally using his political influence because he was impressed by Cesar's psychic powers. Part three, the Pentagon spies with satellites. A Pentagon satellite used for geodetic espionage based on bionic technology and shape waves discovered in 2002 a separate unit in a specific area of the Busigi Mountains. The empty space inside the mountain had no correspondence with the outside, and it looked like it was carved from the inside by intelligent beings. It was definitely not a cave. The satellite scan of the mountain revealed two major energetic blocks. These barriers were made of artificial energy. The first one was like an energetic wall, blocking access to the tunnel, while the second one was shaped like a dome or hemisphere and was located at the opposite end of the tunnel near the center of the mountain. Massani was sure that inside the dome, they would discover something extremely important. He had a deep interest about the origin of this discovery and knew of the existence of at least one item located inside the Great Hemispherical Hall. The tunnel and dome were strangely aligned with the rock formations from the top of the mountain known as Babel, B-A-B-E-L-E, and, quote, the Sphinx of base of Busigi. So then it shows a picture of the Sphinx that was carved eons ago. And so we have the Romanian Sphinx of Busigi.
Section 4. A similar structure in Iraq. The Pentagon team noticed that the hemispherical energy barrier had the same vibrational frequency and the same shape as one other top secret underground structure that they had discovered prior near Baghdad, Iraq. Shortly after this discovery, the Iraqi war broke out, and after a few months, the Americans had access to the biggest secret in the world, and especially that area, which the Iraqis knew nothing of. Massini explained that Cesar, that the content of that discovery had to do with Earth's mysterious past and the history of their secret organizations. When the Pentagon investigation noted the similarities between the underground structure of Baghdad and the one from the Busegi Mountains, Massini and his Masonic Lodge became extremely agitated. Initially, they had almost panicked. The panic was due to the fact that this structure, much larger and more complex than the one from Iraq, is on Romania's territory. Then it shows a picture of Romania in Eastern Europe, and that this higher intelligence dome and energy source is located virtually dead center of Romania. So next thing, that is the location of the alien base on the Romanian map that I just discovered. Apparently, Romania is probable to play an important role in the downfall of the secret societies that control the world and enslave mankind. It was also suggested that somewhere above the Busegi Mountains, an energetic pyramid is located, which is visible to the naked eye and contains the real history of our planet. One can imagine their panic. Massini brought to the drilling site an ultra-sophisticated hard rock drilling machine used by the U.S. military. The device used a strong plasma jet and a sort of rotating magnetic field, literally melting the rock with no visible effort. Section 5. The Secrets of the Busegi Mountain, year 2003. They were able to achieve penetration about 60 to 70 meters away from the first energetic barrier and reach the first gallery, which looked like a subway tunnel. Its walls were perfectly solid and polished. At the end of the tunnel, there was a massive stone gate, which was protected by an invisible energetic barrier. Three members of the first special intervention team tried to touch the door and immediately died of cardiac arrest on the spot. Any object, that being rock, plastic, metal, or wood, threw at the barrier immediately turned to dust, so it vaporized it. Two generals from the Pentagon and the U.S. presidential advisor arrived on the spot. Section 6, the Grand Gallery. Beyond the formal energy barrier, which caused the deaths of three people to start, there was also the solid rock gate. On the tunnel's wall, just in front of the gate, there was an area of 20 square centimeters on which there was precisely drawn an equilateral triangle pointing upwards. The square was located between the huge grinding stone gate and the invisible energy barrier. So then it shows a diagram of how it looks on the inside with the hemispherical barrier and this tunnel that came from the entrance that went up approximately 26 feet or more, and then it took a right angle, a 45 degree angle that went up to the dome that was built inside. And it's showing the mountain's base plane, the tunnel entrance, the semispherical energy barrier, and the tunnel entrance and the first energy barrage. So that's a drawing, but it shows the schematics of what it actually looked like inside the mountain. Cesar felt that there's some kind of compatibility between the energy barrier and himself, something like a mutual sympathy, quote. His hand lightly touched the surface of the energetic barrier, and he felt a tingling on the skin. The shield was completely harmless to him, so he stepped forward, passing right through it. The U.S. officials were absolutely stunned. Cesar estimated the barrier to be no more than 1 inch thick in diameter. He touched the triangle drawing located in the center of the square, and the gigantic stone door silently slid to the left into the wall. That command also canceled the energetic barrier, giving them access to a huge room, which was later called the Grand Gallery. And then it shows a photo of the mountain, the Busegi Mountain, and the actual base built inside of it, which was built by at least fourth or fifth dimensional beings. I would say fifth. Even though there was no visible light source, the Grand Gallery was perfectly lit. After turning off the first energetic barrier with his hand and touching the triangle button, the huge hemispherical shield at the other end of the room suddenly turned a higher vibration and started emitting higher radiations. On a close analysis, the wall inside the Grand Gallery seemed synthetic, but also felt something organic was part of it. It had the color of oil, but the reflections were green and blue. Later tests revealed that the wall's material was somewhat rough to the touch, but it could not be scratched or dented or even bent. It withstood any attempt of breaking, piercing, or cutting it. Later, the scientists tried to burn the material, but in a mysterious way, the flames were somehow absorbed within it, leaving it untouched. The American scientists agreed that the material is a mysterious combination of organic and inorganic matter. After 280 feet, the gallery suddenly turned into the right in a sharp angle. Further ahead, a blue spark could be seen. The blue light at the end of the gallery was a reflection of the protective shield of energy, Section 7, a similar base in Iraq. The U.S. advisor on national security issues received a call that he was notified that the energetic shield from Baghdad, Iraq, had been suddenly activated, and it was also pulsating at a higher frequency. In front of the shield from Baghdad, a hologram of our planet appeared, which sequentially and progressively depicted the European continent, then moved to the southeast, then it showed the Busegi Mountains from Romania, and finally it showed their own location within the structure's corridor. It was obviously that the two hemispherical energy shields were in a direct connection. Basically, the Iraqi base had been notified about the presence of the people inside the Romanian base. The bad news was that the U.S. presidency was notified and it contacted the Romanian diplomacy. In just a few minutes, the whole operation had been disclosed and Lord Mussini's plan went down the drain. The U.S. presidency demanded to take control over the secret base and the entire operation. The Romanian politicians, who knew nothing of the underground secret operation, they panicked. The Pentagon's general presented at the scene that were present had been informed and that Washington demanded an urgent meeting. Section 8, the CSAT, the Supreme Defense Council Emergency Meeting. An emergency meeting, their session of the Supreme Defense Council, known as the CSAT, Charlie Sierra Alpha Tango, had created a huge wave of sympathy for the Zero Department. Zero is their secret intelligence within Romania. Most were shaken by the news they received. The CSAT's decision was to continue the research, but under Zero Department's complete control. They had also demanded an inventory of everything found in the Great Room. From Bucharest, which is Romania's capital, the orders came in waves, canceling each other. Some were very vehement and strict, while others were elusive, denoting the huge tension. The CSAT's members were in continuous sessions, keeping in touch with the Busegi Mountain team. After discussing everything for hours, they had decided to make the discovery public. The Romanian government was to make a formal statement to the entire world. Some CSAT members vehemently opposed that decision. Section 9. Romania's official statement. When the U.S. diplomacy had been informed that Romania will disclose the discoveries, everything turned into chaos. The president was called for a direct phone conversation with the White House. Within hours, the United States had blocked all financial transactions with Romania and its access to all other financial institutions. Romania was about to declare a state of emergency in the Busegi Mountains and the capital. The talks between the U.S. officials that arrived in Bucharest and the Romanian Emergency Department took place without a translator. The U.S. officials were verbally violent, constantly shouting and uttering threats to Romania and its officials. This news, had it been disclosed by Romania, would have changed life on Earth forever. Because what do you see what they found? All right. So Romania's official disclosure to the world would have provided photographic evidence and anything else essential for a complete clarification. Leading scientists and researchers from all over the planet were to be invited for deep studies. But most importantly, it would have revealed the truth about mankind's distant past and its real history. Well, according to what Cesar witnessed inside the Grand Gallery, it's almost entirely counterfeit, meaning our history is absolutely polarized from the truth of it. The reaction of the United States government was so brutal because that disclosure would have shattered their global influence and power in an instant. The official reason cited by the U.S. was not to create panic in the world, but they had admitted to acknowledge that the current state of global anguish is a direct result of deliberate deceit and manipulation conducted by the Freemasonry and other secret societies for millennia. There was also an interview from the Vatican. If you wonder how did the Vatican find out about the discovery, then you should know that they are at the very top of the world's control pyramid. And the religious piety is a mere facade. Read The Dark Secrets of the Vatican. That's got to highlight it so it can be clicked on. The Pope promised to make certain documents available to the Romanian state from the ancient papal secret archives, which were of great importance for Romania. The documents were backing up the discoveries. Yes, that's how powerful a Pope is. After 24 hours of negotiation, a final agreement occurred between Romania and the United States. The Romanian state was to postpone the disclosure and gradually present everything to the people. Section 10, this is critical, the projection room. The Grand Gallery ended abruptly with a giant auditorium, 30 meters in height, that's 98.5 feet, and length of 100 meters, that's 328 feet. The projection room was smaller in size, and it was protected by an energetic shield. Advancing toward the shield, a portion of it disappeared in the shape of a door, allowing access into it. The shield protected the room by any outside influences. Once inside the room, the shield became compact and looked like a white golden wall. Basically, the shield formed this dome-shaped room with carved walls and ceilings and curved. At the back of the room, at a height of 10 to 12 meters, which is 33 to 39.5 feet, the shield ended where it touched the room's stone walls. In this wall, there were three enormous tunnels, one located straight ahead. The other two were symmetrical on both sides. They were lit by a diffused light in a greenish tint. The sides decided to prohibit the access to these tunnels, and a protocol was signed between them. And then it shows a picture of the Grand Gallery, how you have an etheric dome over the top of it, an energy dome. The hall from the inside of the mountain that included the projection hall. You had the rock that it was built in solid rock, and there was a tunnel to the far left and to the far right. And then the entrance to the projection hall, you're looking at 30 meters, 20 meters, 10, as far as the actual height of the actual tunnel and the energetic field. Section 11, tables for giants. A series of huge stone tables were arranged along the side, the right and left walls, meaning five on each side, these tables, following their curvature. The tables were about 2 meters in height, which is 6.6 feet tall. The table had precision cut in reliefs, different designs of an unknown writing and characters that resembled ancient cuneiform. The writings also contained more general symbols, such as triangles and circles. Although the signs were not painted, they had a fluorescent light radiating in various colors, different for each table. On some of the tables were many different objects, which appeared to be technical tools. From many of these tools, translucent white wires descended to the floor and entered into shiny silver-like rectangular boxes. These boxes were placed directly on the floor. At a closer inspection, the tables were extremely flexible and lightweight, and light pulses could be seen circulating around the projection. So, which was automatically activated, presenting aspects of a particular scientific field. The three-dimensional images were perfect and had height of almost 2.5 meters, which is 8 feet 2 inches. The projections were automated and ran by themselves, but at the same time, they were interactive and changed according to the signs touched on the table surface. And then it shows below I added a picture of an actual giant skeleton that was unearthed in the 1970s inside of a Romanian gold mine at Rosa, Montana. The full story is in a future article. So it shows it laid out of a giant skeleton, which could actually be one of these, because these were giants that created this. Section 12, a great discovery. There's holographic DNA combinations between extraterrestrial species. Because of the great height of the tables, the scientists used special tripods to climb at a comfortable height. At a closer investigation, they observed a dark, glassy material covering the tabletops. The material was divided into several large squares bound by straight lines, which formed some kind of grid. And then it shows how the tables were set up in a diagram that is colored. And basically, this is all built into the mountain. And you have the three tunnels at the very top. The tunnel to inner Earth is the center one. Then you have a tunnel to Egypt. And then you have a tunnel to Tibet. Tunnel to Egypt is number 3. Tunnel to Tibet is number 2. And tunnel 1 is inner Earth. So you'll be able to see those. And it shows all the 5 tables that were set around the perimeter of the inner circle of this complex, of this dome. And then it's got a standing platform in the center with multi-steps, but it was obviously built for giants. And the holographic projection dome that displays images from mankind's history, the emporia that contains the dust of monoatomic gold, and the gold-yellow surface of the square itself. Now we go forward, but it shows the entrance from an overview of what the room looks like with the 12 tables, rather 10 tables arranged around the circumference of that room next to the entrance of the projection. One of the tables contained information from the field of biology, and it projected images of plants and animals, some of which were completely unknown to scientists. After touching one of the squares, a hologram presented it the structure of the human body was activated. The hologram was constantly rotating, highlighting various areas of the human body. Touching other squares activated holographic projections of extraterrestrial beings from other planetary systems. Simultaneously touching 2 distant squares, a complex scientific analysis was projected, showing the DNA of both species and the compatibility possibilities between the two. On the sides and vertical lines, there were written explanations in the same alien alphabet. At the end of the stimulation, a crossbeam between the two species was displayed. Okay, section number 13. Real giants. Judging by the size of all the objects within the projection room, the creators of this edifice were probably very tall beings. A confirmation of giant humanoid skeletons found in Romania could be found in a newspaper called Ziarul, which is Z-I-A-R-U-L. The team from the newspaper is accompanied by researcher Vasily Rudan, R-U-D-A-N, who noted that the people of the Bozorio, which is B-O-Z-I-O-R-U, village, have concrete evidence, a cemetery with skeletons of giants. It was discovered by chance over 20 years ago when the authorities decided to plant apple trees in the village of Skaieni, which is S-C-A-I-E-N-I. Digging on a hill, the villagers discovered huge skeletons measuring more than 2.4 meters, which is 7 feet 10 inches. Dragoli is his name is Dragoli, D-R-A-G-O-L-I, and then last name is L-L-I-E. One of those who worked in the apple orchard takes us to the spot. Dragoli, he shows us around the orchard. Everywhere there are tombs of giants. We are making holes to plant saplings when we found a human head as big as a pumpkin. Neither of us had ever seen anything like it. We're all amazed. Digging further, we found some bones of the feet as well as big as vineyard poles. The dead ones must have been very gigantic. Next section, item 14, the Library of the Universe. The projection room contained details, information from fields like physics, cosmology, astronomy, archaeology, technology, biology, genetics, and even religion. Because it contained so much information, the room was compared to a library. In the middle of the room, there was a podium-like area which contained an interesting device. The scientists speculated that it might have been a device to enhance various cerebral functions. Item number 15, Romania's control panel. Next to it, there was a command panel covered with various geometric symbols in different colors. These were also two sliding levers and a red button. In the center of the panel, above all the other commands, a holographic simulation explained the purpose of the button and showed an image of the Carpathian Mountains as seen from 25 kilometers, which is 15.5 miles high above them, and next an enormous quantity of water flooding the lowlands and plain. Next, from the territories of Romania and Hungary and Ukraine, more streams of water appear heading toward Transylvania Plateau in the form of huge rivers. The image focused on Romania's territory and showed most of the surface covered by the waters of a great sea. Some of the tallest mountain peaks could not be seen as small floating islands, rather. Next, the water began to withdraw. As soon as the levers found the panel were activated, leaving sunk only a small area near the Retezat, R-E-T-E-Z-A-T, Goodenau, G-O-D-E-A-N-U mountain, a true maniac. Item 16 is a mysterious M4. Behind the control panel, there was a square pedestal of about 3 meters. That's 9 foot 10 inches tall per side. On which a mysterious M4 was resting. Lord Mancini had knowledge of its existence, and for him and his Masonic elite, this was the most important discovery. The M4 contained a very white, fine powder. The researchers were also dismayed to find that the powder was a highly purity form of monatomic gold with an unknown crystalline structure. The gold powder, in its pure form, greatly stimulates certain waves and energy exchanges at a cellular and a neural level. This causes accelerated process of rejuvenation, which is critical. Theoretically, man can live in the same physical body for several thousand years, provided they consume from time to time a well-defined quantity of monatomic gold powder. This explains many puzzling aspects about the incredible longevity of some important figures and uncovers part of the hidden intentions of the global elite. Section 17, a real history of our planet. Behind the Emporia, in the middle of the square, there was a huge dome that projected holograms. It displayed the main aspects of humanity's most distant past from its very beginning. Caesar explained that according to the images projected by the hologram, about 90% of mankind's official history is false and counterfeit. Darwin's evolution theory is also incorrect. In the middle of the square is a huge dome which projects a hologram of moving parts. It contains the main aspects of the very distant past of humanity from its very beginning. Caesar explained that accordingly to the images projected by the hologram, that Darwin's evolution theory is completely false. The true origin of man is depicted on a condensed holographic form. After these lessons of truth, we can safely say that 90% of the official history of mankind is false and counterfeit. Unbelievable, but what is now considered to have been really what happened in our history never did, while the so-called myths and legends are almost entirely true. Also, most archaeological theories are false. For example, the dinosaurs did not go extinct 65 million years ago, and the old continents of Lemuria and Atlantis existed. This strange inversion caused many problems and conflicts between the people of our past. For a correct dating of the presented evidence and events itself, a star map that corresponds to that period was projected on the background at that time. Although the time period covered by the projections was very large, several hundred thousand years, and the precession cycle of Earth is 25,920 years, the precession cycle audience is where our magnetic poles reverse polarity. The north magnetic pole becomes goes from positive and becomes negative, whereas the south is just counter reversed. And so this happens every 25,920 years, exactly. So, which means that with this progression, that the precession cycle of the Earth is 25,920 years, by observing the number of platonic, that's platonic, P-L-A-T-O-N-I-C, years, which is the 25,920 years cycle, the exact dating of the events was possible. The Busegi Mountains are 50 to 55,000 years old currently at that time in 2003. Section number 18, shocking revelations. Sazar saw what happened during the so-called, quote, Great Flood and where the human civilization originated, but he decided not to reveal this as the revelations are too shocking for the for our mentality, ideas, and knowledge of the contemporary man. Personally, I think people like him are highly also responsible for the current state of awareness and latency of the human species. We have been lied to and manipulated for millennia. And as soon as we are close to the truth, someone decides that we are not yet ready to hear it. This is an arrogant and selfish approach, exclamation point. The people are ready today as they ever will be. And the sooner the truth will be revealed, the better. Having more pieces of the puzzle will make them accept the truth easier and, more importantly, will make and convince them to take action against the manipulators and the enslavers. So, in a disturbing display of images, the existence of Jesus and his crucifixion were also presented. The projections revealed that many of those who witnessed the crucifixion came there from other historical periods, meaning to watch it was not from just his timeline. They came from previous and later timelines to observe this. So, next section is, they were wearing the same kind of clothing as the rest of the people at that time, but their facial features were different. Hence, they were constantly covering their faces. The hologram also presented fragments from the spiritual lives of other exceptional characters of mankind's distant past, including many people that we know nothing of. In those times, the social and population distribution were completely different from what it is known today. So the archaeologists and anthropologists should review their theories from scratch, starting over. Section 19, the three mysterious tunnels. Discovered tunnels are thousands of miles in length and lead to three different areas of the planet. The one on the left connects to the Romanian base to a yet-to-be-discovered underground base somewhere in Egypt, which was definitely discovered and explored by now. And they're talking about the Giza Necropolis, where it goes to a city that I know exists beneath the pyramid complex there. And that's been revealed by Dr. James Hurtak, H-U-R-T-A-K, who's an Egyptologist and an archaeologist. And he is one of the few people in this world who actually remembers all of his past lives. So he has multiple doctorates from many timelines. Okay, so continuing with the three mysterious tunnels. So the one on the left connected the remaining base to what yet to be discovered is the underground base somewhere in Egypt. And that's the Giza Necropolis, where they've known that the fourth dimensional race, the Atlanteans, which is our fourth race of mankind, built a structure beneath it. And which holds all the knowledge of the Atlantean race that was buried in three locations. It's entered through the great paw of the Sphinx on the, I believe it's the left paw. And then it's also in Bimini in the Bahamas. And then in the Yucatan in, that would be, I believe it's Guatemala that was discovered. It's El Mirador. Okay, So going on with the tunnels, the right tunnel led to a similar but smaller structure in the, quote, Tibetan Plateau. This tunnel had three secondary ramifications. One led to an underground area near the Romanian city of Buzaro, and that's Buzaro, close to the Carpathian Bend, quote. Another one led to the already mentioned Iraqi base, while the third and final ramification led to an underground base in the Gobi Desert in Mongolia. Section 22, the third tunnel, a secret world. The middle tunnel was the most important to both Lord Mancini and the U.S. government, which strongly requested to be kept secret to the public. This tunnel descended to extreme depths toward a veritable underground world located near the center of our planet. Those of you who are not familiar with the Hollow Earth theory, click here. Please note that these are important figures who support the theory that all planets are probably hollow on the inside, and bringing in interesting scientific arguments to support the claims. Also, there are some very interesting and beautiful stories about the people who allegedly traveled to this world. The realm is commonly known as Agartha. Now, that's one of them. And the third tunnel, which was probably led straight to it. It only makes sense that the shadow elite were not interested to make the discovery known to the people. Bala is the other besides Agartha. Related is the complete collection of stories about Agartha. I've got a highlight to that. Intense preparation began for expeditions into all three tunnels, as the following being the first one to Egypt, the second one to Tibet, and the third one to the Earth's core. The summary of events from the book of are made to a Viditor, which is V-I-I-T-O-R, Coop, C-U, and Cap, C-A-P, De Mort. That's French. Okay. And that's by Radu Sinanmar, C-I-N-A-M-A-R. The pen name for an undisclosed writer, which in my opinion is none other than the ex-general Emil Strenu, which is, the ex-general is E-M-I-L-S-T-R-A-I-N-U. Basically, audience, that people use stage names to protect their identity and get the material published, and so that it will not be related back to Greenville, where they could be targeted for assassination. Okay, and then in a 2009 local interview on one local station in Romania, it was called Antenna 1, A-T-E-N-A, numeric 1, briefly presented these events. And I have links with hyperlinks to web links to these actual sites. The following is a transcript of the phone call. The reporter of Antenna 1 answered the phone. So this is what happened when they were going to go public with the information, and they were silenced. So the reporter stated, "Hello, good afternoon." The anonymous caller, which is the Illuminati, said, "We're sending you a warning. Be very careful. Stop talking about the Busegi Mountains." And the reporter said, "Who are you?" And the anonymous caller said, "This information must remain at the level of some structures and must not be made public. You entered a dangerous game. You are young. You have families. There is enough subjects in this country to speak about otherwise." And the reporter said, "Mister, who are you?" And the anonymous caller said, "Don't wish to know us," meaning that you don't want to know us, "and to be yourselves interviewed by us. That's all I have to say." So basically, there is also a testimonies I've got as far as links of giant skeletons discovered all over Romania, but it's not available in English. The secret of Rosia, and that's R-O-S-I-A, Montana. Then you have one of the giant skeletons. And then you have one of the another one of the Romanian giants, the giant of Scazeni, which is S-C-A-J-E-N-I, Scazeni. Okay, thank you for reading, and all the truth is out there. Never stop searching. And that's me, C.W. Okay, that's the end of the essay. How are we doing on time? Well, it was 1 hour. That's pretty good. Go ahead, Dennis. Dennis, you can go come back on live.
Yeah, no, you don't. Yeah, here we go. That's a bit better. All right, let me turn you down a little bit. So I think we're just about all right for time. I want to keep these to about an hour if I can. Right. But obviously,
understood. Some may go an hour and 10, hour and 15, hour and 20, but I'll definitely try to keep it as close to 1 hour as possible. We made it this time. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's all trial and error, but it's and sometimes your essays are going to be longer, so it's fine. We'll carry on if they're longer.
Right. I'm trying to keep it to 1 hour for content, for basically focused by the audience and to be able to comprehend the material, because it's absolutely mind-blowing. Over.
Yeah, I'm always interested in Hollow Earth material, and this type of stuff is interesting. And there's a lot of hidden material around in terms of history. I've only just scratched the surface of it. By the looks of it, you've got a lot more background in this sort of stuff than I have. So I'm quite happy to. Yeah, exactly. I'm quite happy to facilitate it because I'm learning as I go along. So.
That's fine, but you're sharing the knowledge, and that's most important. You, Lawrence, and the Netherlands, and South Osman of Australia, and now I've got Grant Edwards in Auckland, South Island, New Zealand. He's willing to do this, as well as Mornay Leslie and Cece Lee, who we started to do one the other night, and then they had incredible torrential rainstorms that went on for like 4 to 5 hours of just teeming rain, which ruined their signal to broadcast it, so we had to cancel it. But yes, we're sharing the knowledge to the public. Over.
Yeah, I'll post the essay when I post the podcast, so all you need to do is just subscribe to the podcast, my free association podcast, and I'll post the essay and the pictures, if I can figure out how to do the pictures. But I'll definitely post the text with it, so you'll be able to read the whole presentation and listen to it.
Excuse me, did the pictures come through in the essay that I sent you, or did you? Are they clear?
Yeah, they're fine. I've just got to figure out how to get them onto pod. I'm assuming I just upload them and then link to them, because I know the media section accepts pictures, so I'm assuming that's how I do it. But I've not done it so far, so I'll work it out as I go along.
Check it out with Lawrence of the Netherlands and Amsterdam, and South Osman is always willing to help you as well. We're united in this effort. So, okay, you'll figure that out and make it available to the public. But I always have to, on certain podcasts, because this material is so sensitive and it's against everything that the deep state, the Illuminati, and the Freemasonry want, I sometimes have to like take the actual photos, cut them into an essay, and take them out, copy them, and send them separately, so that you actually have one with photos in case the photos don't show, and then the second one is strictly photos only. Yeah, I think you understand.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll figure it out. Don't worry, Chris. I'll work it out. Okay. So I've got to sit down with a clear head and mess about with it until it works, basically. That's how I do things. It's fine.
Take a look at the Lenovo laptop that I sent you, because that'll be a present to you. We've got to have your shows go current, and if you need a laptop, I can contribute, okay? But see if that's available in Great Britain. That's your homework, okay? I can't do that.
Okay? All right, I'll have a look. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's
you've
fine.
You've got a picture of it, and you've got all these schematics, the specs to it as well. So you just read the that essay. It came through to you. I sent it yesterday. All right, over now. We're done.
All right, no worries, Chris. That's good. It's a good show. I'm always interested in this sort of stuff with anything to do with Hollow Earth. I'm there. It's been one of my topics for years, off and on. Well, thanks for coming in. Thanks for doing the presentation. I appreciate it. And I'll catch you during the week. I'm going to do music shows at 4 p.m. my time, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday next week, I think. So I'll probably catch you on one of those.
All right. I'm just letting you know, I'm looking through the chat. The individual tea party has been coming on our channels between Rico Rocks, Lawrence of the Netherlands, and World Gone Mad, and possibly even the other ones of South Osmond's Strange Days, BAYZ. Anyway, that's good. The individual is following us. Okay, that's very positive.
All right. Yeah, so he'll pop up on one of the other shows at some point. I don't think he stayed around for very long, but at least he's coming in and having a look.
Big Cass is also following as well. That's good too. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Good enough, and we'll find out who blockchain is. All right. Anyway, it's been fun, and we'll do a next Saturday, and I'll look for your music shows as well. Over and out.
All right. Take care, man. See you next week.